G&D Audio presents an unabridged recording of Glue by Ann Dow Pham. Narrated by Stacey Gonzalez. For Daddy, thank you for showing me how to dream big.
Introduction. My wife is a technical project manager, so I'm going to be hard on you. I chuckle because I can hear my husband interviewing his latest project management candidate from his office. I'm not trying to eavesdrop, but I can't help but register his words when I hear him mention me. We've been abiding by safer-at-home orders due to COVID-19 for the last year, so we are always within earshot of each other. He's a CTO for a rapidly growing tech startup, while I'm Vice President, Product and Program Management at Edmunds. We met at Ticketmaster over 16 years ago when our desks were about 10 feet from one another. Ironically, it's not dissimilar to our working setup now. He works in the garage. I'm a nomad who migrates around our house or backyard with my laptop so I can get a change of scenery during my workday. Our house is relatively small, so we are never more than about 20 feet apart. We both work in tech, and we both work on delivering projects all day, every day, just in different roles. After his interviews, my husband debriefs with me. The latest candidate was an agile advocate whose firm belief was that Scrum ceremonies could solve all of their problems. Not only did she exhibit a lack of willingness to adapt her process, she also gave lengthy responses, which caused the interview to run over time despite multiple reminders that my husband had a hard stop. The candidate from the day before didn't build much rapport with him and didn't ask follow-up questions. Several others weren't assertive enough. When asked what they would do if a developer told them a project would be late, they responded that they would just update the project status and communicate it. None responded with the initiative to deliver, which is what his company truly needs. He's interviewed at least a dozen people for this role to date, and is having a heck of a time finding a promising candidate. He's not the only one. This year, I've spoken to several leaders in my network at tech companies in Los Angeles. They all have project managers on staff, but struggle to get things done. They refer to their project managers as clipboard managers, well-versed in theory, good at following a process, but not effective at ultimately delivering projects. They yearn for a breed of people who are more hands-on, more assertive, more adaptable, those who can drive a project to completion. They are puzzled by why it's so hard to find people who fit the bill. I see their problem. They are hiring project managers, but what they really need are project leaders. What's the difference? I didn't make the distinction myself until just recently. I self-identified as a project manager, a role I had held for the majority of my career. I wore the title like a badge of honor, something I earned through years of practice and refinement. However, I very rarely followed the paradigms that were standardized by the project management community at large. I read a ton of articles, blogs, and books about project management, including the Project Management Body of Knowledge, also known as the PMBOK, took project management courses at UCLA Extension, and attempted to apply many of those principles to my job. I found the philosophies informative and drew inspiration from them, but I always found them lacking when applied to real projects. They were too rigid, too process-oriented, too impersonal. My approach was always more fluid, more people-oriented, more adaptable. My flexibility and desire to serve teams made me successful, and I refused to forgo those principles in order to comply with a particular methodology. I had an enlightening conversation with a mentor who changed my perception about my unique approach to managing projects. We were discussing the future of my career. I asked if he thought I'd have to shed the badge I held so dear as a project manager so I could take on more responsibility and expand the scope of my role. While I cherished the title like it was part of my identity, he challenged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?